been a while, so.
What? No.
No.
It's been a while.
Well, nothing happened, so it's okay.
It's nothing to talk about, really.
We at first, okay?
I was afraid.
I was petrified.
Just didn't know how I could live without Power Rangers by my side.
At first, I thought, okay, this episode is going to be easy. We'll just talk about two little toys. And then we talk about a couple episodes. And then we're good.
Mm-hmm.
And then between, like, the last few days,
mm-hmm.
things and stuff
poppin'.
Happened.
That's how it always works.
But let's go back to the previous news before the things and stuff like went down.
Mm-hmm.
So RangerNation.com. Now we've been hearing about this RangerNation.com. I think they talked about it at Power Morphicon, right?
They hyped it like it was like this huge thing where everybody who's like in the Power Rangers community is supposed to come together and it's your big like gathering spot. And they said it was going to launch like a week or two after Morphicon, and it's been a minute, but now it's here.
And it's there. It uses Tumblr interface. Sure. Okay.
It's definitely a page.
Oh, and it uses Tumblr too? Oh, that's
awesome. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely. That's... You can definitely follow it through there. So
that's just great.
It wouldn't surprise me if they were just like, they had this cool idea for it. And then they're like, wait a minute, what's the ROI on this? What's the return on investment if we put all these things here? Let's just throw some links. It'll be fine. No, Ranger Nation is for when they can't get an exclusive at Entertainment Weekly. That's what it is.
Nice.
Oh, but so here's the thing, though, right? Then I started seeing people talk about some toys that appeared on the Ranger Nations, and three toys in particular. So we'll start. I start off with the movie, and these are all movie toys, right?
Yes.
Dino Charger. Okay. So the movie Red Ranger's Power Sword, now we've seen like the, I guess, artist rendition, CGI graphic-y version of this red sword, but mm-hmm. now we've seen a toy version, and I believe they had this on display at some UK con. Like just just passed. I think so. I think so. Where it looks a smidge better in person. A smidge. You know, it doesn't look so like plasticky and horrible that we're seeing. But it's an unstoppable weapon in the war against evil. Gear up for battle with one of two incredible modes, training and battle, to take the fight straight to Rita Repulsa, featuring lights and sounds. Right?
Training.
So. And I think with all of these toys, I think one thing to get out of the way is that you don't want to base, like, it's like, oh, it's going to look exactly like this in the movie. A toy is a rough approximation of what will show up in the movie. Like, it's, mm-hmm. it's certainly, it will look like that, but it's obviously going to be missing an extreme amount of detail.
Yes. Stylization is a thing. It happens. It's a sword, kind of. It's got like a little spinal column thing in the middle. I don't know, I guess.
It looks like something I would have drawn when I was, like, 10 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, depends on who you are. That could be a good or a bad thing. It's like it's something that... Right. No, I mean, I mean that in a way of, like, oh, it's something a kid would come up with, which in a way is kind of great if it's for the kids. But on the other, it's sort of like maybe they wanted something more impressive. I don't know. I mean, I think it's fine. You know, it's easy enough for a kid to draw, which I always think is great.
Mm-hmm. They just love that electric blue, though, don't they? Just love it.
Neon.
Yeah, it's everywhere.
It should have been orange. Orange and blue. Orange and blue, the weapon.
Yes, everything's orange and blue.
Orange and blue.
Oh, God. That'll get their attention.
That's funny.
Just put it on the poster. Don't even bother with a character poster anymore. Just have that weapon, an orange and blue weapon.
I want a movie to come out that is literally just a big rectangle and half of it is blue and half of it is orange and give us no details. Just give us a date and say, that's it. Go to the theater for Orange and Blue, the movie.
That'll put butts in seats.
Absolutely. The most generic action thriller of all time.
Absolutely.
Orange versus blue. Love it.
Yes.
And then, so then another toy, you have the movie T-Rex Battlezord. It's mm-hmm. Red Ranger's Titanic assault vehicle featuring missile firing. You know how exciting I'm sounding. Firing missile, featuring missile firing action, explosive sounds, and 2-inch Red Ranger minifigure connect with other Zords to form the towering Megazord.
Yeah, didn't they say it's going to be like the biggest Megazord ever or something?
Yeah, I was going to say the thing I heard, and for the life of me, I can't remember where off the top of my head, but they were saying that each Zord was going to be released solo, and each Zord was going to be like closer to the $50 range, and you would have to buy each one individually if you wanted a giant Megazord.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, I assume they're probably going to also release maybe a smaller version.
Oh, well, we have an idea that they're going to.
Well, I mean, besides that, like, maybe someone that actually also combines. I don't know. Because asking them to buy 5 giant Zords is a bit much.
I could see ones that just, like, you know, do the little, like, snap together crap. Yeah. And then it'll be, like, $60 altogether for all of them.
Exactly. Yeah. You would hope so.
What do you guys think of the Zord itself? What do you
like?
It's okay. It's aggressively okay.
It's aggressively okay. Yeah. Well, please explain that to me.
No, I've been using aggressively okay quite a bit recently, and when I say that, I mean it's not bad. It's not great. It's just so there, and it's not like offensive. Like when I say aggressively okay, that's not like a dig. It's just like I feel so not strongly about it. That's why it's aggressive.
Well, I think the thing with me is it's a fair comparison that people have been making is that you look at these and you think a lot about the Transformers movies where, yes, it looks like Alien and Origin, which is very, very cool, but it doesn't really have personality of its own. It's just, here's an alien looking thing. You can tell because it's red and it's in this sort of, you know, lizardy shape that it's supposed to be a T-Rex. But beyond that, there's nothing about it that really screams unique. And it's the same sort of like thought that I have with the suits as well, where they look fine, but there's nothing about them that makes me go, oh, okay, that stands out as a really cool, like unique aspect that I'm going to remember forever and ever. They're just there.
For me, like, I just really hope that it doesn't have that big cannon thing on it the whole time. Like, yeah. I kind of hope that, like, it, like, folds up and goes into it or something and just disappears so I don't have to look at it. I don't know. Like, there's just something about... Because, like, they're designed after dinosaurs. Like, why, right? Like, there's... The main feature of them is that they're dinosaur... Like, they're animal things. I don't want to see a huge freaking cannon. You know what I mean? Unless it's actually in use at the time. Like, I want it to stomp around and use its teeth and use its tail and use its whatever and be a dinosaur. First and foremost, and then you can worry about shooting whatever cannons.
Right. Like, yeah. I think they need to just go the Beast Wars route and say, no, they're just generic robots, and they scanned life forms, and that's what they became. Yay!
Just every episode, just trying to force in Beast Wars. Just every episode.
Lots of franchises could do well to copy Beast Wars.
My point really is that, like, what's the point of them being dinosaurs if they're not dinosaur-like in behavior? Like, why don't they just be, like, 5 tanks? Of course, we don't want that. It's generic. But, like, if you're going to treat them like tanks, then that just kind of seems like it defeats part of the purpose. Like, they're dinosaurs, so let them be dinosaurs, you know?
Yeah. I assume it'll just be, like, giant thing forms. Pew-pew, pew-pew, pew-pew. Done. Well,
The first few episodes of the series, like, you have to have reasons for the pterodactyl to be flying around. You have to have reasons for, oh, time for Mastodon to freeze something. Stuff like that. You know, where it's like, you are unique. You have specific capabilities that in that form are necessary for this battle.
Yeah. And it's not just generic, let me pull out a blaster. Like, yes, you can do that too, but, like, you know, if that's it, then I don't, what's the point?
Yeah, well, let's see some saber-tooth tiger speed.
Or I want to see some Triceratops chains.
Horniness.
Yeah, she's exactly.
All that good stuff.
The thing that caught me the most, the third toy, y'all.
Yes. Mm. Yes, it's my favorite of the three.
The movie Power Morpher.
Yes.
A ranger's first line of defense in the fight against evil. Insert one of the 5 legendary power coins included and morph into your favorite Power Ranger featuring lights and sounds. Now, when I first saw this, I was offended. I wanted to, like, I was offended.
Why?
It just looked generic ugly. You know, like just generic ugly.
I like the picture that said if you turn it on its side, it's a California raisin.
See, you stole what I was gonna say. You stole it.
Oh no.
You did. I said my next line was then.
Oh, then you saw that. You saw that. Okay. See, I actually kind of saw it as like the introduction, you know, for like a James Bond movie.
This is true. This is also true.
Oh, da 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 da.
Yeah.
Da 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 da.
Right?
Yep. So, but then, you know, after not looking at it and then looking at it again, it's not ugly. It's just generic.
Like everything. Everything in this line is, I don't hate it. I don't love it, but it's fine.
I kind of hope that that's not a reaction to the movie.
Yeah. I actually kind of like the coins. I've kind of grown up. They've grown on me. I really like them now.
The Red Ranger one looks a little weird.
Because they're not in like big old rocks. Is that what you're, is that why?
Yeah, they look like coins, and they do their purple, gold, you know, gold, your color, and your dinosaur. That's what you need, so boom.
Awesome. I don't know. I like them. I mean, as like a movie thing, it's totally different. Because to me, like, the concerns of the TV show is to be much more loud and in your face and crazy. And I expected, at least somewhat, for the designs for the film to be more subdued and less wacky, crazy. Like, we'll get to some wacky, crazy designs when we talk about Kamen Rider, but until that point, like, I don't know. Actually, speaking of Kamen Rider, when I first looked at it, I honestly was like, is this like a Kamen Rider belt? Because it sort of looks like one of the early 2000s. Like,
yeah, it looks like a Kuga or an Agito.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see that, yeah. So you pop the coin in, you push the button.
Hey, check that. Come with all the coins. We're not trying to separate it out where you got to buy a weapon to get like a Blue Ranger coin. You don't have to buy another weapon to get the Pink Ranger coin. It all comes together. Thank God.
And it's $700. Yay!
Yes.
Like, so, I mean, I kind of expected the little, because it's like a little swirly thing. I expected it to like swirl when you put it in. That'd be nice.
That'd be awesome.
Ooh.
I mean, I have no doubt. What if they all summon their belts like a Kamen Rider? Like, put their hands down, belt appears.
Summon battle gear?
Stop.
And then they do, like, a crazy hand flourish with their coin.
Oh, my God.
Yes! If they say Henshin, I'm done.
Yes! That's it.
No, they'll say Henshin a go-go, baby. That's how it'll work.
Oh, God.
Ooh, beautiful Joe reference. Bringing it back. For all those in the audience.
I swear, if I hear a fan call this a Henshin device, I will brain them straight up.
No, it's not a Henshin device. It's a driver. It's the Power Rangers driver.
Oh, that's right.
I never liked that term, driver.
No, and it's a 10. You can see that it's a 10. It's the 0 in the 10.
That's right, yes. We're following our number trend, guys. It's super legit.
Anyway, okay, there's a whole lot of confused listeners. Right,
for real. Like, for real.
Kamen Rider jokes.
Kamen Rider, guys. Numbers. All the numbers.
But anywho, and I say all this to, you know, generic, you know, this looks generic, this looks, you know, whatever, but, you know, I'm still going to buy the Morpher. Still going to do it.
Yeah, like, out of those three things, I'm buying the Morpher. I've never cared about weapons, and I've never cared about, because honestly, I don't even know if that really is the Zord that combines. It could easily just be one that you can push around and has like extra this battle features, yeah. Because they sometimes do that for like Red Ranger specifically.
Yeah.
Or I'm also thinking of the Q-Rex, the one that like transforms right there, shoots some little missiles out of its hands, voice activated or whatever. That's what I was sort of thinking of when I saw that.
Yeah. Stuff like that. That awful, the one from Mystic Force, the white one. I hate that so much.
See, I'm more of whenever I see how it's used in the movie, then I'll think about buying it.
Yeah. Yeah. I've always been a Morpher guy. Like, I'll always buy the Morpher.
Yeah. It's easy. For me, that's an easy collection to do. Mm-hmm. Except for when they release 5 million MMPR morphers, and I killed them all. But yeah.
How many of those do you own now, Lisa? How many legacy morphers do you have?
Did you ever buy the red, blue, and pink ones?
No.
Good. I didn't either. Nope. You ain't gonna get that money from me. Ain't happening, Saban. Try again.
I wanted to. I mean, in my mind, I'm like, hey, I'm gonna do this, and then like real life happens and priorities.
So. Well, and I said like I would at least have considered it if you would have given me some ninja coins. Mm-hmm. Nope. No ninja coins. Not even thinking about it. Sorry. Need my ninja coins.
But you know, there were other toys that we heard about. But first, see, we just a little tease for y'all. That's a little tease. Hey, there's some other movie news that happened. So, our like my favorite website of all time, AngelGroveHighSchool.com. They had some more updates, right? Mm-hmm. Including like a new student spotlight and something in the sports area, you know, little updates in sports. And there's another one who's like, ooh, cafeteria is closed.
Yes. Ooh. Three of the Rangers are all staring at each other with their mouths agape. What's going on?
I really, you know, somebody needs to go through, whenever this movie comes out, someone needs to, and like it comes out on DVD and Blu-ray or whatever, someone needs to go through the whole movie and redub all of Jason's lines with it's trying to sound like Austin St. John.
Yes.
Stupid. And the thing is, too, like, here's the thing, like, in, not only with this website, but on, I think it's the Power Rangers movie Snapchat, like, there's also some, like, I don't know what the guy's name, but like they hired some guy and he's just like, oh, look, I'm look at me. I'm, you know, with the high school's Snapchat. Look at me. I'm woo. We're going to be updating the website and all the news. I'm like, OK, that's a thing that is really odd. I mean, if you're just some rando, like you better be in the movie. Like, you know what I mean? Like if you're just like some rando that's been hired just as a marketing team, then I don't know. But to go back to the website itself, one of the things that talked about is the one of the things that stood out to me was about Jason and his fall from grace.
Backstory, yo. Look at that. Like, he has a character. I hope somebody's archiving this website, by the way, because you know, like I don't know, like 6 or 7 months after the movie comes out, it'll be gone.
No, this is going to be the new Space Jam website.
Yeah, it's okay. One thing that got me about this website was how they have it. They're like, dress up for Halloween, and there's like a Pink Ranger outfit on there. I'm like, what?
What's that? That's a Jew Ranger. I don't know what you're talking about.
PRception. I don't understand. But one of the things that is like after a prank gone wrong, the Tigers' star quarterback has officially been suspended for the remainder of the football season. And his punishment has come in the form of a police-issued ankle monitor.
See, okay. Now I'm slightly annoyed because this now is going to tell me things about the actual movie. And I'm like, even if I could have assumed it on my own, I didn't actually know. And now it's like, well, thanks. You just told me this.
And also, like, so. what student newspaper would be allowed to report on that? Like, no high school newspaper. No, like it'd be one thing if it was like an independent college paper, but I don't think there are any independent high school papers. They're all controlled by, you know, the principal or the school board, and they all have to be super puff pieces. You aren't allowed to say anything negative. And like, yeah, because like, who's gonna write down like, ooh, gossip about this one kid? It's like, no school should allow that ever. That's horrible. No.
That's like bullying.
Yes, basically, it's bullying.
So if I read the rest of this, then Tristan might get mad.
Whatever. Just what it read.
No.
So how will Jason's actions affect the overall football season? Hard to tell right now, but after Friday night's 21-0 loss against the Tritons, it's evident that his suspension from the team is affecting morale both on and off the field.
Oh, it's all Jason's fault. Oh, so see, he destroyed the morale of the school So now he has to bring up the morale of the Power Rangers. He'll be like, I wasn't a good leader on the football field, but now I'm going to be a good leader to the Power Rangers.
Yay. Yeah, because you know it's all about winning the football championship, y'all. It's all about the championship.
Some places it is.
Am I the only one who thought that the actual mascot for Angel Grove was like a lion and not a tiger? Was that just me from the original series? Did they ever say what the animal was?
I don't remember.
I think I always assumed it was a lion for some reason because of all that Dare cross promotion they did.
Well, because they won. Oh no, I was just thinking about the. We won the Noble Lion Trophy. Yeah.
Okay. There we go.
Here's the final paragraph. Rejected from getting a statement from the coaching staff due to the sensitivity surrounding Jason's suspension, we are left wondering if we still have that fiery edge. Our top dog defense, speedy running back, and reliable receiver should serve us well in coming games, but is that enough? The Tires are ranked high in our division, and we hope that this won't be changing. So the Roar, right, is I guess their high school internet newspapery thing. And so they're all trying to be all this like investigative reporters and junk and then report on whatever's going on in the school. But yet still, the principal would approve of whatever is posted.
Okay, you know.
Yeah, it sounds like this should actually be just like a website that like some students run that's like totally off the grid. Like,
yeah,
be like. Yeah. Like the Angel Grove High School Reporter, like unofficial, unlicensed, giving you the real news.
Uncut.
AGMZ.
Right. Like, this would, I mean, if this wasn't, if you took away everything that was officially for the high school, then this would make sense. Like, this just totally makes sense.
Okay, you know, that's good and all, but let's talk about what really matters, and that's Kimberly Hart's fall fashion.
What have you got, by the way? Where's the link you to?
Have you gone out and bought your faux leather asymmetrical zip-up vest and ankle booties? Because you need those if you want to get the look.
I mean, I give them props for including Link so that you can, like, cosplay that if you really want to.
Oh my gosh. Grab your big sister's or brother's old leather digs and pair them with skinny jeans, buckles, and leggings for an updated chic biker look.
Joking, look, you can get that jacket, that Junior's J2 faux leather asymmetrical zip up vest on sale for $32.99.
Where's it at?
Kohl's, baby. Kohl's. We're going to Kohl's.
Is Rita gonna attack Kohl's in there right after she attacks Krispy Kreme?
Kohl's.
Can I go to Krispy Kreme and buy Kimberly's outfit? Come on, cross promotion. Let's make it happen, guys.
Wait, I want to see if all these.
There's a donut in the pocket.
Oh, no, wait, not all of them. The satin blouse that she has on is from H&M. Only
$17.99. Damn.
Like, I legitimately, Lisa, am begging you to buy all of these items.
Kind of want to do this.
Please buy every item on this list.
Kind of want to do this.
And there's no pink on there, so you're good.
Forever 21 faux leather ankle booties, $34.90.
You need to show up at the premiere in full Kimberly cosplay.
That is funny.
I hope those are like referral links because Saban's like, we need to make money
on this. Exactly, obviously. Yes.
So pretty much she shops at H&M Forever 21 and Target and Kohl's.
All of the great places.
And also with the cosplay, you also have to carry around pink scissors to make it complete. Yes.
With a wig, right? So I have the wig.
Why did you cut it?
Oh, yes. You can have your rage makeover.
Look flawless right after.
And then have like the perfect haircut afterward.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, for real though. Her hair looked way too good after just cut. Was it like in the bathroom?
I'm pissed off. Chop, chop, chop.
I mean, I hope she does pull a Topanga, right? Because Topanga, right, cut her hair.
And then she freaked out.
Freaked out. Then got a real haircut.
Mm-hmm.
the same hour and then came back in the same clothes and
pretty
everything.
Much.
Yes. Oh, she went to Mr. Fettuccini and he made her hair amazing. I remember that.
Darn much. Okay. So I'm sort of kind of saving all these links. Yes. Please vamp for me.
Well,
come on, Power Force. Hook Lisa up with these outfits. Just send the outfit in the mail. Get the size, send it in the mail.
Pretty much. Just do it.
Like, these pictures of Ludi are the pictures they're going to use in 20 years when they say, "Did you know that the Black Ranger started doing gay porn?"
That's his TMZ headline.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, those photos of him look pretty. Those look, and I don't mean this in a weird way, they look like some kind of like glamour shots of him. Yeah. Look like they should be in a magazine. Looks like he should be like a magazine model with those images.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so yeah, I mean, other stuff. I mean, the Billy spotlight is kind of, you know, generic.
Yeah, I was reading that, and I'm like, are we going to learn something, like, interesting about... No? Okay.
Oh, so that was wrong. But, hey, I'm all for the updates. I'm all for it.
They're cute.
And I'm totally going to get her fall look. Okay, so. So, still in the movie realm. Now, this happened maybe at the time of this recording. You do it on Sundays. So this happened Saturday, where I started seeing these pictures floating around of the movie suits actually being displayed at a certain place that I don't know where. So it was not only the movie suits, but Rita Repulsa's getup too was being displayed from head to toe. And so you got to see what it looks like a little bit more than the CGI stuff that we've been seeing. I don't know. I mean, there's still a thing. They're not completely terrible, but it's the helmets that kind of kill me still.
I mean, I don't know if I have any opinion of it other than what I already said. So does this like drastically change anybody's opinion?
No.
Nope.
I still say I gotta wait to see him in action.
I just want to know who got the darn suits to darn display it.
It must be at a movie theater somewhere.
Yeah, like in California, maybe somewhere.
Probably. It wouldn't surprise me if it was at like an ArcLight here or something. But then you'd feel like someone would have tagged, like some other fan would have seen it at this point.
And then the thing is, I found one picture of a fan taking a picture of them with her in it, and it has no location. Like, why are you
this is my just guess, right, that they were sent to a theater like an ArcLight, and some staff member who was like just getting off work saw it, took a selfie, didn't know what they were doing, didn't want to tag anything, and didn't really think about it, and now everybody's like, oh my god. Because then they were probably shipped to an ArcLight, because then like, hey, in a couple months you got to put this on display.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I only say ArcLight here because this is like a super like snazzy theater chain that like always gets stuff for movies because it's Hollywood. They always get props or outfits from a movie and puts them on display as like, you know, an advertising thing.
Or like a what's your face? Like a, what is it? Hard Rock Cafe?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. Like they would get Hard Rock or no, Planet Hollywood. Am I wrong? I mean, they both get stuff.
Yeah.
So yeah, Planet Hollywood is, they usually get like the movie crap. Hard Rock Cafe, I mean, they get crap too. But like, yeah, I think I'm thinking Planet Hollywood.
Hard Rock's more music.
Right. So yeah.
I think at various times, various Planet Hollywoods have had the original movie suits.
Yeah. So I was just mad because like I want to know where they are, and that's pretty much it. Like I'm mad, and then like nobody knows where. Someone's like, oh, it's probably LA. I'm just like, well, that helps. That really helps. That really helps narrow it down. So yeah, that just happened, and I'm like, all right, you guys, just want the movie to come out now. Just release the movie. You think they're gonna like the movie? You know what? What do you guys think, right, about the movie being leaked, right? You know, people get screeners and junk all the time.
I don't think it will. I mean, how often do big budget Hollywood movies get leaked?
Wasn't there one thing a couple years ago where like a ton of movies from the same company got released?
Well, no, that was there was that thing with like that email hacking from Sony, but I don't think any of their movies actually got released.
Because I remember like one of the Iron Man movies got out before ahead of time.
I mean,
two or three.
One of the most known ones to me was years ago with the first Wolverine movie, which then went on to make a tremendous amount of money anyway, and which was odd. Yeah, because, yeah, I wasn't very good.
Yeah.
Well.
Marvel, baby. That's all you need.
I guess.
It really is sometimes.
Yo, speaking of that, I thought that the Power Rangers movie trailer was going to be attached to Doctor Strange when I saw it this weekend, and it was not in my theater, and I was very disappointed.
It'll be on Christmas movies.
Rogue One.
But yeah, like Rogue One, or that one with Bryan Cranston in it that comes out on Halloween.
Hey,
where he's with, what's his name, Franco.
Oh my god.
What is that?
It's like, oh, my daughter is so nice, but she wants to marry this
Right. I know that. I don't know the name, but it's, I know, yeah.
It's just going to be trippy to go to see, like, Rogue One, like, this big, you know, epic Hollywood movie, and then see, like a commercial for Power Rangers, probably? Like, that just trips me out completely.
Yeah, it's like, I feel like I said this before, but exactly what's going to happen is I'm going to look around the theater the whole time, like, are people reacting? Do they care? Do they care? Well, I think they might care.
Yes, they're gonna care.
I mean, to this, I'm still shocked, and I'm delighted, but still shocked that they didn't go for the "It's Morphin Time" in the trailer, because that would have been the easiest crowd pleasing moment on the planet.
Yeah.
Are they saving it for the actual movie? Are they not gonna put it in a trailer? I hope so.
I mean, it better be in the movie.
Oh yeah, no, for sure. I just hope it's not going to be in the trailer, because then that will ruin it.
The movies where they're saving all the GoBusters footage so they can say it. They're finally going to use it.
Stop.
And you see what's great is it's just one shot. It's just one shot. And it's not even like an important one.
Yes.
And that's how they fulfill their little contract with Toei, that they have to use Sentai and everything. They just use like an establishing shot of just like a forest. Adapted from GoBusters.
You guys are horrible. You guys are horrible people.
And they forgot to take out the little clock in the top left corner.
Are those TV Neon subs?
It's just 7:30 for some reason. Why? Who knows?
Okay, like, it's after school. What?
It's 7:30 for some reason. What's that countdown for? Why is it going up?
Wow, why does it keep switching around? It's there, then it's gone, it's there, it's gone. There's all these English words at the bottom of the screen that don't match what they're saying, and like really weird, like annoyingly colored font. Makes no sense.
Steven Tax showed up and put a detonator down. That's what that is.
Oh.
It's okay. We're counting.
There's your turbo reference. We did it for the fans.
Yes. Oh.
Oh, Lord Jesus of mercy. Look, we can keep riffing like this forever, but we have more news. It's just more news.
So much.
But one quick thing is, yes, we said that about the movie suits, but like I really still like the Rita costume a lot. Like, I really enjoy it. Even seeing it up close, I like it even more.
It's fantastic.
Like, that for sure they got right. I don't care if she's not a witch or whatever. We've been over this. Whatever.
Yeah, the comb boobs. Yeah.
We got what we need.
She actually has a whole other look, which is not this. So people can shut their faces. Like, it's fine.
Yes.
They'll get over it. It'll be fine. It'll be fine. Like, Elizabeth Banks, it'll be fine. She'll be fine. Mm. People, they'll love her. We'll all love her.
She even matches the Krispy Kreme green. The Krispy Kreme green.
Stop. Moving right along. Triple green. So there's some other news here, right? So, for those who have Paramorphicon, you might have seen this person around, talked to this person. It is Gregory Mitchell, who was the senior director of marketing and brand management for Power Rangers under Bandai America. So yeah, I said was, because I don't know, was it, I don't know if it was over the weekend or like a few days ago, where, you know, he was, it was this long message about, like, you know, it first starts with like, hey guys, this is me, it's a picture of me on a rock. You see me? That, see me there? That's me on a rock. And then it goes into like, oh, my big dreams. And then like, I'm like, I know where this is going. Know where this is going. And where does it exactly say? As of today, I will no longer be working for Power Rangers, but I will always be a friend of Power Rangers. And all of you, keep loving the thing that makes you happy. Yada, 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 yada. See you soon. Okay, there's a, he wrote a lot, right? So he's no longer that really enthusiastic guy that you see with Bandai that like is like, hey guys, just wait till you see what we got with the toys and stuff, and we hear you and blah blah. So saying all that, normally we're like, okay, people leave, people quit, people come, people go, get new jobs, like kiss, right? Kiss. Let's just double back a little bit into the toy news.
Hey,
let's go back a little bit. So
we'll come back to this later.
Let's put a pin in this for a second. So then, so the last bit of toy news that happened recently was that the that there was a, you know, we saw the Zord for the Red Ranger for the movie, but then there was this a picture that was taken of like either a computer screen or a tablet screen or what have you, that showed a listing, looks like for Toys R Us, most likely going to be Toys R Us, for Toys R Us. And at first, I didn't know what it was. I was just like, I don't know. Right? It's just some toy, whatever. But then, let me see if I can bring it up here. Did I save it?
Yeah, I'm looking at this, and I'm realizing that we already answered some of our questions just by looking at this picture, because it tells me some things.
So it was a picture, and it says Power Rangers Movie Megazord Complete Set Action Figure, all right? And, you know, it has it for $99.99, has the UPC code, the SKU, everything, and it pretty much is showing a smaller version of the Megazord that we previously talked about, or the Zord that we previously talked about. So yeah, I mean, certain things are cut off, some words are cut off, but this totally looks like it's from like a Toys R Us listing that is not up yet.
So yeah, the words basically tell you it is a regular all five combined Megazord, everything involved. And look, Justin, your giant gun is on his hand.
Yay!
Honestly, it reminds me of how in the new Voltron show, like, the Red Lion gets, like, a giant gun on it that, you know, that the actual combined Voltron will be able to use as well. So I think it's something like that, where they'll get special weapons that then they can also summon when they're in the Megazord mode.
Yeah, well, this also tells me that, one, the Red Rain, the T-Rex that we saw is not part of this, because the cannon doesn't look the same, right, color-wise or any of that stuff. So it's definitely a different version of it. So I'm guessing that maybe they have the big ones that you have to buy individually that can combine, but you also can buy this more standard version.
Right.
Which is just the regular five, like the same size as a normal Megazord. Which, I mean, I don't dislike it. I don't. The only thing that really throws me off is the tiny Barbie waist, which is... Wow.
And yellow being the crotch.
Yes. It happens.
Okay, yeah. Those little hands, like, or no, that's from the later image, but the little hands on the later image. Oh, man.
Yeah. But you can see he's like, because he uses the Red Ranger cannon on one arm. He's got the tail from the T-Rex on the other arm. Looks like he has a couple other weapons too. So everything, all the weapons from the different individual Zords just go onto his arm so he can use them all. Like, I like he's got wings. The wings are cool. I like having black and blue as legs. That's kind of neat. But the tiny head and the tiny waist throw me off a bit. But overall, I mean, it's a Megazord. It's fine. There's nothing, like, great about it. There's nothing awful about it. I like how it mimics the Ranger suits with the little diamond in the middle. That's cool. But, like, I don't understand why people are freaking out about it at all. Because, again, it's a Zord. It's a Megazord. I care about seeing it in action. I care about how they use them as individual Zords. I care about all of that more than, oh my gosh, everything's not positioned like it was in the original Megazord. And also, like, it's still a portion of the movie. And like I always say is that, like, the acting and the plot mean more. Stop freaking out over these little aesthetic things, people. Like, every single time we see a new picture, people freak out. It's getting incredibly old and tiring at this point in time.
Yeah, the thing that gets me is that now people are, like, whispering, like, if this movie fails, then Power Rangers is going to be dead forever. I'm like, you could not be more wrong.
Those are probably the people that thought it had been dead for the last 20 years.
And that's the thing that gets me is, like, a show does not run for 23 years pretty much uninterrupted and gets killed by one movie. It does not work that way.
No.
And, like, at this point, Power Rangers will never die. Like, I'm just going to straight up say that. Because even if the movie tanks and the show goes off the air, it will come back. That is a guarantee.
It is the phoenix. It'll rise again.
Or it's a cockroach.
I don't think the design of a Megazord is going to be the thing that sinks the ship.
Like... No.
And for all we know, like, they came up with this design, tested it with Zomagod kids, and they were like, this is great!
Well.
So here's the thing, right? Like, so I saw this grainy picture. I'm just like, okay, whatever. But then I saw the official picture that came from Power Rangers saying that this Megazord, and it's not the same looking one as the one that we saw in the unlisted Toys R Us listing. So, and then when I was looking at this toy, I'm just like, oh, you know, this isn't that so bad. I'm not, you know, not offended. Totally offended. You know, it doesn't look Megazord-ish, but, you know, I'm not... It's not a thing. And everything is coming soon. Like, oh, price is coming soon. Oh, this is coming soon. Everything's coming soon. So I saw this, right? And I'm like, oh, this is... But then... Remember we told you to put a pin on that Greg story?
Mm-hmm.
Well, unpin that, okay? Just release all the pins, because... Greg... I got some
things
y'all.
To say.
More people
need to leave and then have feelings that they share.
Yes. So many feelings.
So, Greg. Love him. He's like, now that I'm no longer a salaried Power Rangers team member, I can speak as a fan here. Great job, you bleeping idiots. And, like, you know, the characters, like, you know, at signs and, you know, hashtags and all them other things. So, thanks to your brave, courageous act, you've undermined what could have been fun community building excitement for all of us by Lionsgate, Bandai, and Saban with a proper reveal. 2 years of hard work and planning that could have shown us the Megazord in an engaging way and could have had fans meaningfully talking and sharing together, but oh well. Thanks, a-hole. You clearly have no idea what kind of work goes into creating content and products for a fandom as sincere and hungry and faithful as Power Rangers. You are no real fan. Okay, let me rewrite that. You are no real fan yourself. Okay. That much is also clear. So glad that hundreds of people worked hard for so many months so you could then blow it all with a... S word, a screen grab from your iPad. Well done, rat. Yes.
I think everything needs the Lisa treatment.
I'm not sure he said it quite like that, but okay.
I think it was implied.
He's very he's very sassy. People, I don't know if you know that or not.
Out here, smoke you out of your rat hole and reveal how you got into unreleased item listings of a retailer's website, because if you are doing that, the retailer should be told. And if you are being assisted
belong to me
by an employee or are one of yourself, the retailer should be told that too. Hashtag Power Rangers, hashtag Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, hashtag Power Rangers movie, hashtag
mic drop.
Can I get like a GPS with your voice, Lisa?
Oh, yeah, can you be my new Siri?
Turn around, where you going?
You know that ain't the right way.
You just turn it on, it just says, you belong to me.
Oh, okay. Love it. Okay, jeez. Wow.
Oh my gosh. Love Greg. I mean, but okay, look. Yes. Is this good for our business? Sure. Great for our business. We get to know the things. We get to report on the things. We get to talk about the things. And then we get to talk about the people who left the entities so that they can rant about the things. Great for our business. However.
It's fun.
Farrow, on the other hand, like on the other side. And it's 2 years in the making, planning this, doing this, blah, 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 whatever. And you want to release it in such a way that it doesn't look like a grainy you know, picture of a iPad, then yeah, like I would be pissed too. I'd be mad.
Of course. Yeah. It's annoying. I mean, I'm not a part of it in any way, but it, like I'm annoyed when people do things like this.
Yeah. Like it's one thing if the show airs in another country and it's like, okay, that sucks. And you kind of wish it didn't happen, but whatever. Here it's like somebody willingly decided I'm going to spoil this for everybody else. And it's like, you're just, it's that whole like congratulations, you played yourself, because now it's just not going to be as entertaining when you see the final thing, because you already have your preconceived notions about it.
Right. And here's the thing, right? We know, like, look, we have no people who report on toys and are very diligent in getting information that like, oh, this toy is coming out or it's going to be in the stores it's soon because it's showing up in their listings and whatever. We're like, we know people who do that, and there has been some ethical discussion about how certain people obtain that information or how far they would go into obtaining that information, right? And without trying to cast aspersions, right? Try not to. I think, what is the line that you cross where, what is that line? You know, because like, listen to me, like, right, if I go like a Toys R Us, right? And if I know like, oh, well, you know, if I could go on a computer, like, I know how to do this and just bloop, 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 search for stuff. And I know how to search for the things that like, I could find their listings or whatever. Like, is there a line where, like, well, I found it on my own. I know how to do the thing. Like, where is that line? This is what I'm asking you.
Yeah, because some people say, like, well, if I'm not going to report it, somebody else will. So I should at least get the glory for it.
I mean, enjoy it, I guess.
Like, is it worth losing any other... Like, I mean, like, because, yes, are you going to be the first one to report about it? Sure. Yes, you'll get that scoop. Awesome. But then is it worth? And again, we don't know who did it. Don't know, right?
Necessarily.
We don't know necessarily who did it. There are people who are known to do this. And those people, we're not going to mention no names, but them people.
Seamus.
But those people have said that they ain't do it, right? So I'm not gonna go and spread the information that I'm not saying. However, what if whomever is doing it, and if they have like an outlet like ours where it's either a podcast or a website or whatever, and they report on these things, what is it worth? You know, missing out on future opportunities to report on these certain things if you know the inside track to this and then that's it, and then you don't care about, I don't know, possibly getting other connections or contacts. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, law of diminishing returns. Yeah.
So
if you're under suspicion of having done something like this, which, you know, certain entities would not like, then maybe they're not gonna feel inclined to pass along cool stuff to you, you know, in the future. Well, but they will to everybody else.
Well, it's even a matter of, it's once you start doing that, they get, and it makes everything want to be tighter. It's like, maybe we shouldn't release this to everybody instead, or it sort of cracks down on wanting to release anything to anybody. It's not just to that one source, it's to the fandom in general,
right?
And then where is it where, like, okay, you know, I've done this a couple of times, or these people have done it a couple of times, and then it's been looked, I mean, yes, one part of us is like, yay, we find out. And then the other portion is like, oh, well, you're making it harder for them to say, hey, we're going to release this to, you know, like, I mean, I guess I don't know how to put it. I don't know how to kind of phrase the way, because I don't want to, because like, it's the same thing where you're a reporter, right? You're a journalist, mm-hmm. and you got your sources, right? And you don't want to leave your, you don't want to, you don't want to cite your sources. You know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? Like, you have some unnamed sources and you want to keep that way. However, if we sort of know how it's being, the information is being obtained, then that's out the window. So we don't know exactly how to do it, but like, we know like the layman's terms of how it's done. So I don't know. I don't know if it's worth it. You know what I mean? Like, at what point is it just not worth it anymore? And some toy people be like, you crazy, it's always worth it, what are you talking about, like, you crazy.
Well, because for some people, like, it's not even like how we discuss the show. There are people who discuss the toys like in like that's their main enjoyment from the show, so yeah. For them, this is their main thing.
Yeah So I mean, hopefully, I hope that the persons or the people that said that they didn't do it actually didn't do it. I hope that's, and I hope that if they really didn't do it, then Saban and Kuko are not trying to blame the person who didn't do it, that they did do it. It's sad. It's kind of sad, but anyway, there you go, Megazords.
I will say the one that they ended up releasing, I mean, I'm sure it's just a different design because of what it's supposed to be, but it looked a little thinner and more maneuverable. I'm like, is this like a lightning mode thing?
I would bet that's really just the regular action figure version of it, you know? The $8 or $9 one that they have to simplify it. So I wouldn't expect two modes, but the wings are bigger. That's interesting to me. They got that kind of Evangelion thing going on. But got the little spot in the middle for Krang.
It's my body!
Shredder, where's my body?
Oh. Right.
Oh, did you hear that? By the way, and this is not intensely relevant, but I guess it's a thing. Did you hear that they are probably not going to make the third Ninja Turtles movie?
Oh, no.
I just find that interesting because people put PR and Ninja Turtles together in their mind sometimes. So I just found that interesting that they aren't doing that.
Also, I can't believe we haven't commented on this, but I actually like the idea that they decided to go with no face. I think that's better.
Oh, for the Megazord? Oh, God, yeah. Holy crap.
No face is actually probably the best. Yes. Don't have to animate a dumb face trying to, you know, pull expressions. No.
It never had to have expressions.
What about Wild Force when it went wow?
What? Just because it has like a mold of a face doesn't mean it has the to mold like, of animate a face.
We've been over this conversation 5 million times. The mold of the face, I am not offended. You two, being Jer and Seamus, are highly offended, and I don't know why.
No, it's fine if you have a full face, not if you have just lips. That's creepy. That's so creepy.
Anyway.
We're just digging deeper and deeper into the odd pool. Yeah, but look, any other movie news that... Did I cover the gamut of movie news?
I feel like that's enough until they release something tomorrow.
I sure hope that's the end of the movie news.
New trailer tomorrow. Character trailers. Here we go.
Oh, shut your face. Shut up. Okay.
The Goldar trailer.
Stop.
Yes.
Now.
Okay. Come on, Mean Girls Bulk and Skull trailer. Here it comes.
So.
You gotta see it.
I'm gonna give you guys, I'm actually gonna give you guys a couple of options here. Now, we could either go into Dino Charge and talk about that, and then comic, or vice versa.
Let's go comic. I want fun.
Okay, I have to, let me see. I mean, for the comic, for me, it's mostly the...
Because I after watching the Dino Charge episodes again, I have more to say
than the comic. I think the comic for me, I mean, are we cool to talk about it? Because I think that the comic is just, it keeps being solid, keeps being a good story, good times. Like, it is the best Power Rangers thing on the market right mm-hmm. now. Like, no doubt, by a mile.
Yeah, I think for me with this issue, the whole thing was that it was hard for me to find stuff to say because it's all very, very solid. It's good. It's going in the right direction. But everything pretty much did what I expected it to. It did the right things. And it's just moving the story forward to the point that we inevitably know it's going to go. So it's like, yes, it's all good in that, but I don't have too many like super unique things to say about this issue.
The funny thing... I think the last time we talked about the Power Rangers comic, I actually made a comment about how I wasn't really getting the kind of fatigue that I normally get, you know, for like longer stories and like waiting for it to like feeling impatient.
And now you are, ending, right?
And now suddenly.
Now you are, right? Now you are, right?
The very next one, I'm like, when is this over? Like,
well, because not a whole lot happened in this issue.
No.
Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. Like, I felt as if it was. Not necessarily as filler, but I felt as if it was one of those like stalling episodes. If you're watching it on a TV, like it's just stalling for time. It's
like Green with Evil Part 4. We don't need this.
It's table setting.
Yeah, it's one of those things where it's like, because it's like, okay, the Billy and Goldar stuff was good, but I've already seen it last issue. The Rita having doubts, you're talking to Black Dragon. It was good. It was good stuff. But again, I've kind of already seen you do it. The Bulk and Skull update was nice. It was a unique little perspective, but it doesn't really add anything. All that sort of stuff where it's like, this is all just inevitable stuff that is happening as you actually build up to the big finale part. Because we're assuming this storyline is going to be 12 issues full year. I think that's what he said initially. So now we're really going into the final third of it. And this was just like getting us to that point.
I think my favorite part is that, okay, look, I don't know how it goes down in the Boom offices. I'm just going to assume, my man Kyle, I don't know what you did, but I feel like he read MMPR Pink and he's like, I can do that better.
Yes, I can do that and actually explain it.
Because that stuff where they all become Green Ranger at the end, I'm like, hey, that actually was kind of built up to and a little bit foreshadowed, didn't come out of nowhere and was super dumb, unlike in a certain other Power Rangers comic right now.
Oh.
Which we'll get to eventually. Hey, spoiler! Pink still sucks.
We'll get to it eventually.
We'll get to it next year.
Whenever the last issue finally comes out.
Insert whatever. Year 25 joke. So,
year.
Yes.
But I I just this issue. Like the thing that stood out to me was that they being Jason and Zach are finally kind of coming around to like, hey, you know what, this kid, you know, he ain't too bad, you know, just a little rough around the edges, but you know, he's here with the team, we're doing the things. So those things I noticed, I'm just like, all right, I'm glad that they kind of rounded that off, because like if it was just one more issue of them being at odds, it's too much.
Yeah. I don't know, I thought that was kind of the weakest part. Like, I just don't feel like it was good resolution. Like, I'm, because the Zach's whole thing is that he feels mitigated on the team, and then he feels like, you know, why is this guy coming in who could potentially be bad at his core? Like, that was his whole thing, is like, and then just because Tommy has one heroic battle that all of a sudden we're cool? Like,
you mean the only guy that has powers and could be using it against them is now using it to help them and is using it to not only try to get him out of, you know, being in under the grips of Rita, that he is saying, hey, we're going to go save Billy and you go drive this. And I'm going to just try to fight this. It's just bringing us back to like Dino Thunder, but I'm going to try to fight this like 30 feet, like monster thing. And I mean,
But
at some point, it's just like showing all of this, like him having to bend over backwards to like almost lose his life. At some point, you're just like, you know what? Okay, it's cool. We're cool. We're fine. We're good. Not saying that they will never have another fight ever again. Now, if they don't have another like little tiff, then yeah, I mean, we don't want everything to be roses and, you know, bunnies and cupcakes and stuff. But it needed something.
They needed some. They needed to, at least to temporarily squash it. But I just didn't like the reasoning behind it because yes, even if we take into account that this is very soon after Tommy joined the team, we've still seen him do other heroic things in the first 7 issues, and at least during that stuff, Zach was actually present. To have him, it just be a secondhand story. It's like, oh yeah, I heard you did some cool stuff, and now we're cool. We'll squash it for now. It just felt like a very just forced on capper to me, where it's like where they have to keep addressing it, because if they do not keep addressing it, that is a weak resolution.
I don't agree with you at all, dude.
Like, that's very weak.
I feel like maybe the dialogue was not the, because for me thematically it makes more sense that like, because part of their conflict was that they were not coming together as a team the way they were supposed to, right? And then a bad guy comes into the story that forces them to be separated as a team, right? And so it's like they feel what it's like to be separated and to be at least in some ways helpless. And so when many of them come back together and then they're trying to get their last person out of a situation, then it makes the two of them realize, oh, this petty stuff. So that's thematically good. I think the dialogue could have been tweaked to accentuate that.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, because the dialogue was more just, oh, you did a cool thing, man. What's awesome. Up? Cool, bros.
Yeah.
But look, right? Y'all, not y'all. Guys in general, right? Like,
oh,
when...
here it comes.
But not you guys. But guys in general, right, they get into a little tiff, they duke it out, and then they come to me like, sup, that was bad, okay.
I mean, you can't deny it's true.
Like,
that was a gross generalization. I'm now going to start picketing for men's rights.
Hashtag not all men.
Men lives matter? Is that what you guys say?
Just most, that's all.
But, I mean, so... in that sense, like, I didn't, like, I mean, I feel like we've already had, like, some very heavy, and here's what I wanted to bring up, right? The panels themselves, of them, like, barely changing with Zach on one side and Tommy on the other side, I'm just like, I know what's coming. I know what it is. I don't need, like, man, you know, I felt like I was just not good enough, you know, because I'm a black man in these streets, son. And I don't need all that. Like, I can see that they're both tired. They're both, like, trying to just come together. Like, let's just squash it. We're done. Now, look, if they never, ever, 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 ever have any other conflict beyond these issues, then I'm a come back to you, Jeremiah, and be like, all right, die. But for right now, they need to just...
If they treat them like Shelby and Kendall and never actually resolve anything.
We'll get to it. I have things. Trust me.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Yeah. Short answer is yes.
So, yeah.
See your point.
There you go. But really though, this issue for me, I didn't hate it. It was just like a lot of
business,
you know, like
as usual.
Alpha is back, right? Because oh yes, I saw them do the thing and I'm just ahead, but like, okay, my backup generators are not gonna it was just really,
let me explain the thing that was basically shown before.
And
just follow through with.
And I get, like,
you know, it's supposed to happen.
Yeah, you know, so it's just, it's not bad. It just wasn't my, like, oh man, this is a page turner. Like, it was like, oh, look, the bell rang. Let me go answer the door. Let me,
Gotta do this.
Oh, right. I forgot. I gotta get a snack before I actually record. Let me do that. Mm-hmm. Some more pages.
At least I'm actually engaged with the characters and they're building to something, unlike some other versions of Power Rangers right now. That's a stretch.
Yes, the comic is still the best thing Power Rangers. So.
Yep.
Yeah, so everybody just keep reading. Just keep reading. Just keep mm-hmm. buying and keep.
Honestly, I would have loved the whole issue of just Billy and Goldar talking.
For real!
Yes! That's the thing. That is the one thing I'll say is, like, I would rather have you not update us on Billy in one issue and then give us a much larger update in Billy the next Chunk. One.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like one page is sometimes just not enough. You can't give me just one page.
So, like, yeah, we need more Billy. We mm-hmm. we actually do need more Billy. Like, poor thing. Poor thing.
Yeah,
he's,
man,
like, the last of the bunch who really needs, like, some focus.
Yeah. Well, that's the cool thing is that the biggest impact that they're getting from Billy is the fact that how much they're, you know, up a creek without a paddle when he's not there.
Yeah.
Like, they're showing his value in that way. But still, Trini, she's doing her thing.
Imagine if after this arc, Billy's like, ah, now you know you need me. What's up?
And she's like, nope, I figured it out. Bye.
See, that's why I always say in, like, team storylines, this sort of thing, like, whenever people go to, like, the trope of, like, let's turn this one character evil, I'm always like, turn the smart, quiet person evil. That's the one you do it to. You don't do it to the strong bro jock guy. You do it to that person because that's the one that actually cripples the team. Like when they... Hey, Beast Wars, when they did it to Rhinox!
Oh my gosh. Anyway, let's just move this movie right along.